Good evening. This is the Late Day Tech Briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Thursday, August 14th. I'm Tom Ortuso. In the tech headlines, Amazon cuts the price of the Fire TV and Cisco plans to cut jobs. Those stories and more coming up.
Being in global sales, I never know where my job will take me. The last thing I need to worry about while traveling is outrageous data charges. That's why I switched to T-Mobile's Simple Choice for Business plan. I get unlimited text and data in over 100 countries at no extra charge. No multiple SIM cards or international data plans. I just land, turn on my phone, and it works. Switch to T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/business.
Limited time only. Subject to change. Capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobits per second. See T-Mobile.com for details and included destinations.
Cisco Systems will continue to slash its workforce. The Silicon Valley firm plans to cut another 6,000 employees. The networking equipment maker posted quarterly results that topped Wall Street estimates, but says it is still struggling in emerging markets and in trying to sell products to cable companies. Amazon has cut the price of its Fire TV, a 15% discount, which lowers the price of the set-top box to $84. It's a limited-time offer. Uber Technologies continues to offer its service in Berlin, despite an authorities' ban of the ride-sharing app. Berlin's State Department for Citizens and Regulatory Affairs said it has served Uber a prohibitive order in the interest of passenger protection, more than a year after the company started offering its service in the city. China Mobile is on the lookout for acquisitions to reverse slowing growth. That's according to its chairman, after the world's largest wireless carrier by subscribers posted an 8.5% drop in first-half net profit. Coming up, we'll take a look at how tech stocks fared today.
If you don't have a will, the court may dictate what happens to your property and minor children. Don't let that happen. It's National Make-A-Will Month, so call or visit LegalZoom today for special pricing on wills and living trusts. LegalZoom has been helping people protect their families for over 13 years. They make it painless to get the legal help you need. Don't forget to enter WSJ in the referral box at checkout to save more. LegalZoom provides legal help through independent attorneys and self-help, but they're not a law firm. Protect your family and future today at LegalZoom.com.
Stocks ended higher. The NASDAQ up 18 at 4453. Dow Industrials up 61 at 16,713. The S&P was up 8. Cisco Systems fell 2.5%. NetApp up 5%. The storage and data management company posted a fiscal first quarter profit of $88 million on $1.49 billion revenue. Twitter shares up 2.5%. Facebook up 0.75%. Apple up 0.25%. Google down a little, 13 cents. You can check out the latest news by heading to WSJD.com. I'm Tom Ortuso at the Wall Street Journal.